Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To get up
and start our day.
You don't want to be late.
I believe my record for attendance and punctuality stands alone.
Friends and fellow workers.
There is a great day upon us.
This will be a good day. This will be a good day.
Turn on the radio.
I'll turn on the radio.
It's my favorite show. It's my favorite show ever.
When is our show on?
It's happening right now.
It's showtime.
It sneaks up on you every day.
Yeah, it does.
It's already 2 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. The Wake Up with the Wolf Show. I got some interesting things to tell you about today. I really do.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how interesting?
10.
Ooh.
Okay.
These are interesting old things. You're going to learn something. And I'm going to save you time because you don't have to look this stuff up or read a whole book or whatever.
You're so handy dandy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Got that coming up. Got another muggy day on the way today, but sunny today. A little less chance of those thunderstorms.
Good day to finally get that grass.
I walked out yesterday evening and there was a little breeze and I thought, I was going to take the trash out. I thought, go for a walk. I get out there. I'm 10 minutes into my walk and I'm drenched.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The humidity was just oppressive.
Mm-hmm.
And then here come the bugs. At the beginning, it's okay. And then those gnats and all that just starts swarming around your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's happening. But I went ahead and I finished the walk, did a 2-miler. But when I got home, it was immediately off with the clothes into the shower.
Oh, yeah.
You just felt so...
He was taking his clothes off before he got in the apartment.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to hear about that from management. Hey, if you don't mind.
Yeah. But I was sticky.
All right, good morning. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Going to try to help out another teacher today, helping those teachers fill out this wish list. School is coming fast.
Mm-hmm.
Stores are packed with people buying stuff for school right now, especially the college kids.
Yeah. This town ain't got no nightclub.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. A couple of celeb things that are kind of interesting today. If you love memorabilia, and I know there's one guy in this building who works with us who loves particularly Elvis memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
Who's yep. Sean?
Yeah. Elvis's private jet and Harley Davidson are going to be auctioned off on the 27th of this month. Elvis's TCB ring is also going to be sold. Bidding on that starts at $500,000. Bidding on the jet and Harley start at $100,000.
Reasonable.
Yeah. You know, sometimes celebrities do things, and you're like, I can't believe they did that. You know, like, what's their name? One of the Kylie Jenner or whichever one of them took a 7-minute private jet flight from one Puddle Jumper Airport to another Puddle Jumper Airport
out in California.
Here's one of those things that rich people do that I totally get this. Nick Cannon had rented out a water park for he and Mariah Carey and the twins. I mean, I get it. How else is Mariah Carey going to go to a water park? There's no other way but to buy the thing out and shut it down.
Yeah,
so
true.
It is. I mean, think about it. You couldn't do it. You're Mariah Carey. Hey, what are you going to do? Go to a water park and go, hey, what are you doing? No.
Now Nick needs to shut it down for his 17,000 kids.
He does have a number of children. But he was just there with Mariah and those twins, and they were there all day. Had a great time.
Good for them.
She was out there singing All I Want for Christmas.
Yep. Hey, listen, you don't have to follow golf to find this interesting. There's, you know, the PGA, the Professional Golf Association, is the big golf organization. Well, there's a new organization, LIV Golf, which is funded by a bunch of rich Saudi Arabian
mm-hmm.
guys, okay? And they have lured away players from the PGA to play in this new league. And they're doing it like you were a major sports franchise getting a marquee player and paying them. But instead of playing for a team, you're playing for the league, and the league is paying you. So they got Phil Mickelson, who makes $280. They gave him $280 million to play, a check for $280 million to move over there. They've offered Tiger Woods $800 million.
Oh, jeez. Take it, buddy.
He says no. He's turned it down. He's not going to do it. He's not going to defect from the PGA. Greg Norman, who is a very famous golfer in the PGA, was hired by these Saudi Arabian folks to lure people away from the PGA to play for this new league. Evidently, Greg Norman was paid $3 billion to lure people away from the PGA. Now, I don't know how much of that money he has to use to pay someone to come over or not. But Tiger Woods was offered $800 million and said no. Now, the major problem people have with this is it's Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
But you know what? If somebody throws $280 million in your face,
I'm going to do whatever you want me to.
And just said,
That's a point blank period.
This money's yours. Come on over and play golf.
Okay. Well, I can't play, but I'll come on over.
Now, $20 is $20. That's all I got to say.
So now Phil Mickelson's the most hated man in golf. People
can imagine.
He's right. He's doing terrible over there. He can't make it. He can't hardly makes the cut and plays in these tournaments and finishes, you know, third to last. It's bad. And people are heckling him on the golf course.
Oof.
Booing him.
That looks bad on their part.
So yeah, Tiger Woods offered $800. That's the second time they've offered him. They raised it was like $400 or $500, then they raised it to $800 to get him to do it.
Yeah, can you imagine having so much money you don't need to even take that much money? Nah, I'm good.
No, I don't remember. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I don't remember. Don't remember being that rich, huh, Dale?
One other thing. There's a new book out. Elton John's written a book, and you imagine the stories these guys have.
Oh, I saw his, life movie, so I can only imagine what he's got to write about.
The lives they've led, the people they've known, the people they've been around.
Things they've seen.
He talks about Michael Jackson in the book, and he said he'd known Michael Jackson since he was, 13 or 14. He said he was an adorable kid. He loved him. But as the years went on, Michael started to sequester himself away from the public more and more, like Elvis did, and just became this strange, weird... You know, he said that the guy was certainly mentally ill. There was no question that something was going on. And it got worse and worse. And it became evident every time he saw that he just lost his
marbles. I hate to say it. I think it just was that star, being a kid star syndrome. I think it just really messes with some people.
You know, a lot of people blame it on his dad, Joe Jackson, who was a real hard-driving guy who was determined to make all those kids a success. And early on, Michael was the standout. There was no question that Michael could do it all. He could dance, he could sing, he could do all those things. And he was definitely going to be the leader of the band, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, he broke out on his own and became huge. But it's an interesting passage in that book. The book, by the way, is called Me, Elton John. It's an autobiography, so if you're into that, you might
cleverly like named, honestly.
Me.
Yeah, wonder exactly how long it took him to come up with that one.
I don't know. But I got to tell you, I want to read it. I want to read it. Guys like that who've been around that long and have been that big, you know they got some great stories.
My girl is banging. She's so low maintenance. Don't need no have mercy.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:24. I've mentioned before how much I like Sylvester Stallone. Not just as an actor, as a dude. I mean, here's a guy who earned every dime he ever made. He came from zero, had nothing. Wrote that Rocky script, was able to sell it to somebody and convince them to put him in the movie when they did not want to.
Yeah, that takes a lot of work.
Nobody wanted to put he couldn't talk, he couldn't speak. He'll tell you the story, you know. They didn't want to hire him, but he was insistent on him being, look what he did with it. But shockingly, even though he wrote the movie, starred in all these films, he does not own any of that. Think about what I just said. He doesn't own any of that.
That really sucks.
Erwin Winkler owns all that.
Winkler.
And he has been in a fight with him for years over doing stuff with that without even asking him. And usually when you see Stallone's Instagram, it's very positive. You know, keep punching, you know, whatever. So the last couple of days, He sent out a message. It said, another heartbreaker. Just found out once again this pathetic 94-year-old producer and his moronic, useless vulture children, Charles and David, are once again picking clean the bones of another character I created without even telling me. I apologize to the fans. I never wanted Rocky characters to be exploited by these parasites. By the way, I have nothing but respect for my true friend, Dolph Lundgren, who played Drago in the Rocky movie. Remember the mm-hmm. Russian mobster? Well, this producer once has announced that he's going to do a movie, Drago, a spinoff of that. And he didn't even call Stallone to talk to him about it. Stallone's been asking for at least part of the rights back for years. Erwin Winkler refuses to do it.
Erwin Winkler sounds like a jerk.
He does, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
But anyway, Dolph Lundgren, he weighs in and says, hey, just so the fans know, I was told that Stallone was going to be involved, which evidently was a lie, and I'm not doing anything unless Stallone says it's okay.
He's got some weight. I mean, this sounds... He's got some weight behind his punch there.
Got some muscle.
Yeah, he got some muscle.
But, you know, it's like, gee whiz. It's just hard to believe that Sylvester Stallone doesn't own any of that Rocky
stuff. Weird.
Yeah.
Has no ownership to that at all.
That's all I think about when I think about
exactly.
Rocky.
Exactly. He's the face of that whole thing. Kind of sad, really.
You look good in them lights. You look good in them heels. You look good in
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 657. A little warm one today, but more sunshine than rain today for a change. Pretty nice. So it's back to school time already. We're just looking at the calendar here. It always sneaks up on me. And when my kids were in school, man, I'm going to tell you what. I'm like, seriously? Already? Mm-hmm. And I know the kids had to be going, what?
Summer's over.
We just got out. It was always like that, too. Remember when you were a kid? It was like, nah, it can't be time to go back already.
I'm sure the parents are like, yes, thank you.
But I hated that.
Here's your kids again.
Yeah, I posted something yesterday. It's August 1st. Almost time for these teachers to take their kids back.
Yep.
I hated that back to school shopping, though, man.
Oh.
I know some people like it, but I hated it. I was always shocked at the price. I was always shocked at the stuff you had to buy. Just, what a drudge.
Once I started driving, my mom just gave me her card and her money and was like, hey, go get you and your brother and sister school supplies. I'm not doing it.
She's out.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed shopping for school supplies. And, you know, last year, Frank started preschool in the summertime all the way out through the school year at a different preschool than he's going to this year. So then he just had to have a water bottle, change clothes, and a backpack. Easy peasy stuff, right? Well, this year, he starts at a new school, still pre-K. And we got like the whole, hey, there's an open house on this night. Here's the first day of school. Here's his teacher. Also, here's his school supplies list.
Ah, good.
So it's a full-on list of stuff. And I started reading it and I looked at Danny. I said, I'm so excited. I love going school supply shopping. And now my baby finally gets to feel like a big boy before kindergarten. And I get to go pick out all the cool stuff with them.
With their new backpack and
the crayons. And you know what my favorite thing was after school supply shopping when I was younger for my brother and sister and me? My favorite thing was to go through, open up everything, get the backpack ready to go, and label everything. So, of course.
Math. Science.
No. Their name.
Oh.
So.
That could be their name. Math. Science.
So, I... And of course, you know, with like 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds, you have to label everything. So I'm just excited about it. Get me a new Sharpie to get my label on. I can't wait. I love back to school shopping.
He ain't
getting no new clothes, though. We've been thrift shopping for clothes all summer. We got a $1.50 day at my favorite little thrift store.
Cool, Macklemore. I love going to the back to school section inside a store. This is going to sound weird. And the smell.
Smell. I knew you were going to say it.
The smell of like the books, the binders, the
So if you see somebody at Walmart sniffing stuff, it's Chase.
I used to work with a girl, so she loves her favorite thing about school supplies was the smell. She smelled the school supplies. She loved it.
I love it. And the stacks, the reams of paper, oh, that excites me when they're evenly stacked.
You're an odd man. You really are an odd man.
Get the college rule. Oh.
Man.
I'm waiting for the back to school sniffing photo shoot to come out.
And when's that one?
Oh, that's it. Don't worry. A couple weeks.
It's coming. Don't worry. It's coming.
Working on it. I get it, though, Annie. I understand. I get that.
It's enjoyable, and I'm excited, and this is my first time as a parent getting to do it, so I don't know. It's a little different, but it's still cool. I'm going to buy them all the cool stuff, all the stuff I want, and I'm going to buy it for them.
Dale, maybe you can answer this question. When does the whole, Ma, Dad, I need lunch money phase kick in?
Sooner than you think.
Really? Okay.
It's never ending. It's just an ongoing thing. When it's over, you look back and you go, oh, I miss it. When it's going on, you're like, are you kidding me again with this? You know, I mean, school, it depends on the school they go to. Depends on the requirements they have. A lot of schools, I mean, she's talking about getting these, oh, here's parent night, here's this night. There's a lot of work expected of a parent at school today. You know, used to, when I was a kid, it was like, you know, hey, there's school, have at it.
Yeah.
But now it is heavy parent involvement. There's all kinds of stuff you're expected to do.
Well, I mean, your lunchroom was the same as your classroom, and you had a big bell on top.
We ate around the pot-bellied stove in the back of the room.
Oh, here we go.
After we walked 2 miles uphill.
Both ways, in the snow.
To go to school. We're going to continue helping these teachers out, too, by the way. Get these wish lists filled out. You can check the Facebook page, 93.1 The Wolf. See how you can help. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 7:06. I'm trying to help some of these teachers fill out these wish lists. And, you know, I mean, I'll just say this. So they're so excited to get whatever, whether it's a pack of pencils or pens. One of them told a story the other day about how just, you know, really anything given is so appreciated. And then some of the simplest things, like, you know, having extra pencils and having extra erasers and stuff like that when kids either break a pencil, lose a pencil, come to school without one.
Because there are going
to
be days they come and they forget stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's also nice to hear, you know, now I just can't see my teachers when I was a kid being sympathetic if I forgot something. It would be like, what's wrong? You know you're supposed to bring this.
Yeah.
Do you have any sense of responsibility whatsoever? What's wrong with you?
Jeez. Snap that out. Shaped you into the man you are today, Dale.
Right. But I mean, they're like, they get it. It's like some days kids don't have a good day either. You know, it's not just adults that have a bad day. The kids have a tough day too. And you know where these kids are coming from. You know, they're not every kid that comes bouncing into your class had a great night or a great afternoon the day before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these teachers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They're all ready for that. So, you know, even some little small things. So if you could just take time to check that Facebook page, 931wolfcountry.com, and just see me, even if it's a pack of pencils or a pack of batteries.
There's a ton of stuff on there for just cheap, too. Like that pack of batteries, like you're talking about. I think it was like $13 for 50 batteries or something.
So, you know, it doesn't have to be something big. It could be something small.
It's going to make the most difference, though, when it's something small like that.
Much appreciated.
Absolutely. And like you said, Dale, I mean, it's easy to see it, easy to do it. Go to our Facebook page at the very top of it at 93.1 The Wolf. And also, we're featuring a teacher every single day. So if you'd like to be one of those teachers or know somebody that you think is deserving of that spot, Same thing, same place. We're going through them every day, picking out new ones at the top of our Facebook page. It's pinned right there. And when we do feature a teacher, love that teacher feature, we'll get to talk with them, learn more about them and what they do and what they're looking for. And then we always share their wish list on our stories on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, so you really, you can't miss it. Go to our socials. You're going to see something about it.
Yeah, check it out. And again, it doesn't have to be something big. It can be something small. It's all appreciated. Facebook page, 931wolfcountry.com.
Well, look who it is. Last call, thought again.
The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale, Annie, and Chase, joined by Michelle Schumacher this morning. We're helping those teachers fill out those wish lists. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am doing well. How are you?
We're doing great. Tell us a little bit about you and what grade you teach and where you teach and all that, and we'll get into the list.
All right. Well, this is actually my second year teaching. I started out last year in first grade at Colfax Elementary, and I am moving up to second grade this year.
Now, Michelle, remember, it's Colfax.
Oh, excuse me.
We didn't know either until about a year ago. It's like, what?
I don't know that I've ever heard that, actually. That's funny. Everyone I even teach without the school says Colfax.
I know. That's exactly what they do. Yes. All right. So, first of all, congratulations for moving to second grade. We're proud of you. That's a nice job.
Pass that EOG.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. I did try hard.
All right. Well, let's get into your list. What is it on your list that you need the most?
Honestly, things like glue sticks and pencils and scissors, for some reason, just disappear. They're gone. They caps don't get put back on, or I honestly don't know what happens to scissors. I don't know where they go, but I end up at the dollar store like 4 or 5 times last year just buying new scissors.
And maybe that's why they tell you not to run with scissors. Not that it's so dangerous, but they just get away.
We need those back.
Maybe.
Michelle, I know you said you're teaching second grade, so I guess in second grade, is that kind of like all the subjects you cover?
Yes, we do all of them.
Oh, gosh, I don't know how you keep up, but I was noticing there's some Play-Doh on here, and I'm a big fan of Play-Doh.
Yeah.
So what's your use for the Play-Doh this coming school year?
Well, we use Play-Doh to spell out sight words. They'll roll it into letters, and that way it's more hands-on. And on rainy days, we do have to have indoor recess, and there's not much in the classroom for them to play with, so it's always awesome to have stuff like that in stock so they have something to do other than put them in front of an iPad.
Now, how long does it take for the Play-Doh to go from multiple colors to one dark color?
About 2 days.
So I have a question. So you're moving in the second grade. Is there like a theme that you're going to do to decorate your classroom?
I am. My theme is actually outer space.
Oh, yes. I love it.
He's wearing his NASA shirt.
I got a NASA shirt on right now.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. I love outer space. We did a big section on it in first grade talking about the planets, and the kids really, really got into it. So I just kind of overstocked on some things, and my whole classroom has exploded in it.
Oh, my gosh. I want to come and see that.
I'll have to send in pictures.
Now, I have one last to ask you. How much would, you know, even your little 120 pack of cap erasers, how much does something like that mean to you when you receive these gifts from other people?
It's amazing. Honestly, it's just that little bit, that extra that I have for the kids when their erasers run off their pencils, and it's just that much less stress that we have of, I have to run to the store when I get off work. I have to get this. We're out of this. And it really is so much. I don't think people understand every time something is donated or given off those, how much less stress that is for us.
If you want to take some stress off of Michelle this school year, you can donate to her Amazon wish list. It's posted up right now. The link is on our stories on Facebook and Instagram at 93.1 The Wolf.
I was out taking shots.
True, that song's about Annie.
I'm not sweet.
Sweet Annie, you're not? No, we knew that. Just trying to make you feel good.
I'm sour. Like a Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah.
First I'm sour, then I'm kind of sweet.
No.
But watch your back.
It's an acquired taste. 7:36. A couple of shortages to be on the lookout for. And the reason is because these items are being targeted by hoarders.
Thank you, hoarders.
The hoarders see opportunity to sell this stuff later when it becomes difficult to get on eBay or other internet sites.
Okay.
Dawn Dishwashing liquid and other Dawn products.
Thank you very much, because everybody loves a power wash spray.
You preach the benefits of that all the time. That must be great.
It works for an everyday cleaner everywhere. You could put it on your counters, boom, wipe it off with a microfiber towel.
It's that good.
The shower, I spray it on, leave it about 3-4 minutes, come back with my scrub daddy, and I'm telling you, every trace of every... There was a hard water residue, and it came up using the Dawn Power Wash dish spray. But we'll preach it.
Is the key the Dawn Power Spray or the Scrub Daddy?
I think it's a combination of both, because I use a Scrub Daddy with other cleaners, and it didn't do what it needed to do in there, where the Dawn did.
That's a unique name.
The Scrub Daddy.
Love the Scrub Daddy and the Scrub Mummy.
Those are key products for you in cleaning.
Absolutely.
It's must-haves.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. She's an expert when it comes to cleaning up, man. She knows how to get it clean.
I do.
But watch out for Dawn and Spam.
Go from Dawn to Spam. I was throwing me off for a second there.
Well, the reason I did, I'm just telling you, these products are headed for shortage because of the hoarders.
Why?
Because canned meat keeps forever.
I swear, if we run low on tuna, I will kill somebody. I live off tuna.
Do you really? I've never seen you have tuna.
I don't bring it in. It's a rude food to eat in public.
She's right. It's a not for work food.
I got a lot of crap in elementary school when I used to bring little tuna kits. That's how I sliced my thumb. And so ever since then, I stopped bringing stuff like that. Even chicken salad rubs people the wrong way. So anyways, yeah, I eat a lot of tuna for lunch. Mix it up at home. Crackers.
Well, it's cheap and it's got a lot of protein in it.
God, I love tuna.
Yeah, I did too. But it's not an appropriate work food.
It's not.
She's right. That's very considerate.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was pregnant in this building where people heat up fish all the time. Yeah. And I had to sit right by the kitchenette with all the fish. So I have become very considerate of other people's nostrils.
You know what we should do? That we need to do a whole break on work appropriate and not appropriate foods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the tuna is definitely not appropriate.
No
fish.
None.
Don't
whatsoever.
Ever bring fish to work. Don't ever microwave or bake your fish at all. Don't do it. Just do it at home.
No foods with any strong smells, which Chase actually seems to bring in a lot of that crap. Thank you, Chase.
Yeah.
Anyways, I know we're talking about things people are hoarding.
But anyway, watch out for those two items. And a recall to tell you about.
Ooh.
This can be important for you, especially this time of year. Banana Boat is recalling their hair and scalp sunscreen spray, SPF 30, because it contains trace amounts of a cancer-causing chemical called benzene.
How do trace amounts of benzene just leak in there?
Benzene exposure can cause blood disorders, leukemia, and other cancers.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Again, check your sun products. Banana Boat Hair and Scalp Sunscreen Spray SPF 30.
I will say, I never didn't know they made that, but that's smart, because I'm forever spraying sunscreen on Danny and Frank's head, just regular sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. So check your products to make sure you don't have that. If you do...
Get rid of it.
Gotta be taken back to the store.
I wouldn't mind being alone. That's right.
Birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebration.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today and every day. And if you want to get on that list, go to 931wolfcountry.com to submit yours. Or you can send us a DM on Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf.
That means direct message.
Thank you, Dale.
You're welcome.
Or PM, as some people use.
A private message.
That's right.
Thanks, Chase.
All right, let's get to it. The Boone boys, the twins, Caleb and Luke Boone of Kernersville, are celebrating their birthday today. Happy birthday, Boone boys.
The Boonies.
Hope you guys have a great day.
All right.
Tiffany Williams of High Point is celebrating, along with Stevie DeHart of Lexington, Derek Jones of Oak Ridge, Trey Johnson of High Point, Danielle Shaw of Haw River, Derek Manor of Greensboro, Heidi Naylor of Thomasville, Stacy Belcher of Brown Summit, Casey Saunders of Ashboro, Bonnie Treadwell of Yakinville, Stormy Bobbitt of Mount Airy, Taryn Richardson of Mayodan, Meredith Matthews of Germantown, and Ryan Smith of Gibsonville. You guys share your birthday with Mary Louise Parker from Weeds. She's 58. That was Nancy on Weeds. We just finished Weeds. We watched it again.
I like her in most anything she's been in. She was good in those Red movies with Bruce Willis and John Malkovich. She's good in that.
She's just a cutie. Also celebrating, Kevin Smith is 52 today. That is Silent Bob from Jay and Silent Bob. And Sam Worthington from Avatar is 46 today.
Hmm, okay.
Why do you keep looking at me today, Chase? I'm annoyed by your face.
y'all are gonna fight.
Just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And now it's time for
Five things you need to know.
Today's a big milestone in the day of milestones. 90 days left until Halloween.
Oh.
Getting your fall decor ready, everybody. I know my wife is.
It's already Christmas.
Has the stuff you ordered come in yet?
No, but I am ordering her a Halloween Town hoodie.
Gosh, you're such a good husband.
I know. So we're going to get that and just be excited, guys. Fall is right around the corner. This heat wave is almost done. I mean, kind of.
I was going to say, it won't get cold
until almost Thanksgiving. I'm just trying to help.
Pumpkin spice stuff already in the stores, I noticed. Some pumpkin spice stuff's already rolling in.
Which is kind of what I have here. It's pumpkin caramel.
Cat pee.
Is that what smells so bad?
Yeah, it's awful.
Whatever. Pumpkin caramel cake up. We were worried that this was going to disappear, but now it will be on the regular menu forever, starting mid-September. Taco Bell and their Mexican pizza.
We finally decided to do it.
Starting mid-September, it'll be on the menu everywhere, permanent. Which I've yet to try, but I've heard great things.
You've never had one?
No.
Just ask for it with no tomatoes, though.
Yeah, tomatoes are the...
I don't do Taco Bell tomatoes. Mm-mm-mm.
Are they even tomatoes? Not really, kind of. Little red squares.
They're probably fresher than the meat that's on it.
Yeah.
I've seen some creepy Taco Bell meat videos, too, but I will eat it.
Have you seen the video about how they stir up the meat there to make the...
It comes like freeze-dried. They add water, make it warm, and it fluffs up to meat.
Okay. Strange.
I've eaten worse.
Okay. So this month, since we're in August now, it's technically National Back-to-School Month, which... a lot of parents have been looking forward to all summer. Now, here are a few more you may not know. Wednesday coming up is National... No, I forgot. I can't say that on air. Well, yeah, I can.
What is it?
Yeah, I can because it's nothing dirty. National Grab Some Nuts Day. Like, literally peanuts.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy about that.
These nuts,
yeah,
maybe.
Correct. Friday, I forgot to proofread my own thing. Friday is International Beer Day, Annie.
Oh, great.
The 11th is Hip Hop Day.
That's my other day, too.
The 12th is Vinyl Record Day.
Can I listen to my vinyl record hip hop while drinking beer and grabbing some nuts?
Yes, you can. The 13th is Left Handers Day, which are you left? No, Annie's right-handed.
No.
No, you're right-handed.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who's left-handed.
I do.
The 16th is National Rum Day, and the 20th is a big day for us, National Radio Day.
Wow.
Right. We talked about this last week, the week before, but there's a woman who decided to paint a mural of Jason Aldean in Macon, Georgia. Now, this mural turned out to not look like Jason Aldean, but instead look like Beavis and Butthead.
Don't quit your day job, baby.
Now,
Why don't you even tell people that that's what you set out to do?
Thought she was an artist.
Now, hear me out. There's a little bit more backstory we just learned. A TV station talked to her out there.
Why? To humiliate her?
Her name is Shamika.
Oh, Shamika.
And to her credit, she said the job was not easy. She, obviously.
Yeah.
She painted it while standing on top of her truck in the rain.
Why, Shamika? No one made you do this.
She said she is proud of her work and nobody can take that away from her. Have you seen the picture?
No, but I'm in tears right now. Why did you do this to yourself,
Shamika? Here, Jason Aldean mural.
And the fact that you did, the news station came out and you said this is supposed to be Jason Aldean.
You see that?
Ah! She did better than I would do.
I mean, but Dale, have you seen it?
No.
It looks like Jason Aldean and a Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, okay, I get it. It's not as bad as I expected, Andy.
No, but it looks like he called. It sure looks like that.
You're running out of music.
Oh, okay. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know that 92% of serial killers are men? Surprise.
That actually does surprise me.
Okay.
Very, very much so.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 5 things you need to know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.